Good morning, I'm John Sleggers. Saturday at the Plymouth County Fair promises to be a great one. The biggest 4-H event, the Swine Show, will take place this morning. Pet and Rabbit Shows mark the afternoon judging events. Plymouth County Fair Board member Candace Nash says these are the things that make the fair exciting.
What jazzes me is the kids. You know, I hear people say, a lot of people our generation, you and mine, saying, well, I don't know what's wrong with these kids these days. I don't know what kids you're hanging around. I'm hanging around with 4-H'ers and FFA kids, and the kids work in the church booths and the Boy Scouts and the Girl Scouts. They're not all in 4-H or FFA. That's what jazzes me, is helping that next generation learn.
What kids learn in 4-H and fair projects can help them as they grow up.
The skills we talked about, whether it's interviewing with a judge so you can interview for a job, or interviewing with a judge so you can talk to a banker so you can start a business and get off the ground. These kids are absolutely phenomenal, whether they have livestock, and some of them don't, a lot of them don't, whether they're the engineering projects or the food quality assurance or the genetics. Some will never ever raise livestock, but they're going to go into the genetics of it and make that product better.
Nash says she tries to set the best example she can for the kids.
A lot of parents, a lot of people say, well, I just want better for my kids. I want my kids to do better. I mean, I did the best I could, and I'm still just doing the best I can, but they're going to learn from my successes, and they're going to learn from my mistakes, and hopefully they go out and do it better. I've had 4-H'ers say, Candace, you've always done it this way at the fair. Have you ever thought about this? And they give me a new way to do it, and I go, oh, my God, you are working so much smarter than me. So we say work hard, but also work smart, along with working hard.
Pioneer Village Entertainment includes hypnotist Lizzie the Dream Girl, country sister duo Presley and Taylor, and the ultimate Garth Brooks tribute. Grandstand Entertainment tonight is Thunder by the Round Barn, featuring the Outlaw Truck and Tractor Pulling Series. One admission price to the fair gets you admission to all these events. The Music Man will be celebrated at the Iowa State Fair this year with a butter sculpture to go along with the fair's famous butter cow. Butter sculptor Sarah Pratt says she took a tip from the fair's original butter sculptor and started keeping a list of ideas for future sculptures, and the musical she enjoyed while growing up was on the top of her list.
5 years ago, I decided it was important to start a list. Norma Lyon always had a list of things that she wanted to sculpt someday at the Iowa State Fair, and so I just went searching for famous Iowans, and at top of the list, Meredith Wilson, of course. Grew up absolutely loving the 1962 The Music Man movie and knew all the songs. And so that was an obvious choice to go on the list.
Pratt says she won't be able to get all of The Music Man's 76 trombones into the sculpture, but there will be at least one trombone and a number of other musicians. Pratt says she's been wanting to do a Music Man sculpture for 5 years and has been reading up on Mason City native Meredith Wilson leading up to this year's fair. The Music Man movie premiered in Mason City 60 years ago last month, while a Broadway reboot of the musical opened on February 10th of this year. The Iowa State Fair starts its 11-day run on August 11th. The state of Iowa spent nearly $3.2 million in the nearly one decade of defense of former Governor Terry Branstad's attempt to replace the state's Workers' Compensation Commissioner. The state's executive council has approved the final payment of $371,000 to the Des Moines law firm that represented Branstad. Former Workers' Compensation Commissioner Christopher Godfrey filed a lawsuit in 2012 accusing Branstad of singling him out because he was gay, pressuring him to resign, then cutting his salary by a third when he refused. In 2019, a jury awarded Godfrey $1.5 million. 2 years later, the state Supreme Court tossed out the jury's verdict, ruling that there was no evidence to prove Branstad is anti-gay. And enjoy the mild temperatures while they last. As July transitions into August, the nation's weather service says a prolonged heat event is coming. Government meteorologist Alex Krall says air temperatures will reach the mid to upper 90s by Tuesday, sending heat index values above 100. By Wednesday, the heat index could be anywhere from 105 to 107 degrees. Krall says the pattern of above normal temperatures could continue for another 10 days. Iowa isn't alone. Above normal temperatures are forecast through next week from Nebraska all the way to New York. That's KLEM News. I'm John Sleggers.